We start hour number two. As promised, we are joined by an NBC hockey analyst. He was a scout and an assistant coach with the Penguins and part of the organization's back-to-back Stanley Cups. He also spent time with the Whalers and the Senators organization. He is a Sports Emmy Award winner, and he was named as a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame Selection Committee in 2018. I consider him a good friend of the program. He is Pierre McGuire. Pierre, it is so good to have you. Now, usually, Pierre, when you and I speak throughout the spring, we have a number of things to talk about, but it's been exactly 1 year to the date since you and I last spoke. So before we get into hockey and the return of the NHL, Pierre, how are you and everybody around you right now?
Thanks very much for asking, Jim, and it's really nice to be back on your program. It's great to be talking with you. I'm doing great health-wise. My wife, my children are doing great. I had a brother that had corona. He battled through it for 14 days. He made it through. I had a sister that had it. She battled through and she's doing great. So my 83-year-old mother's up in Montreal hanging out in her apartment, and she's battling through it. Montreal's become a hot spot. So we've been touched by the corona, no question, but most of my family's doing very, very well right now. So I appreciate you asking.
And I'm really glad to hear that, and thanks for sharing that. Pierre McGuire, my guest. Now, Pierre, you are generally the ultimate road warrior during the NHL postseason, and I love to catch up with you where you've been and what you've been doing to stay on top of everything. So what's it been like for you not to be able to travel nearly as much or have any hockey to cover?
This has been the most bizarre time in my career. You know, when I started playing college hockey in 1979, I've always been at the rink ever since then, and a lot. And you know, I went to being a pro player to being an assistant coach in college, and then obviously turning pro as a coach and as an evaluator and a management person, and then getting into the media business. So I've never had this kind of time off in terms of not being in a rink and evaluating pro players or college players. And Jim, I got to tell you, it's strange not getting on an airplane every day. It really is for me. And I fly over 200,000 miles a year, and it's really strange not to be on an airplane.
Man, really strange. Pierre McGuire joining us. That's a huge number, 200,000 miles a year. Now, at the end of last month, the NHL did unveil its return to play plan. While there were no dates attached to it, the plan does call for the league to go straight into a 2014 playoff. Pierre, what's your overall impression of that plan? What do you think?
I think the league is so blessed to have problem solvers like Commissioner Bettman and Bill Daley. I know it's fashionable to boo Gary Bettman whenever he's handing out the Stanley Cup, but I got to tell you, he cares about the fans, he cares about the league, and he really cares about the players in the league. He's on record saying there won't be any hockey if it's a jeopardy to the players' health and well-being, and the same for the fans. Obviously, if we do start, there won't be any fans in the building, but I got to believe it'll be a really desirable opportunity for people to really just kind of disconnect from what's going on in society and just watch hockey if we can get it back on the rails. So the ultimate problem solvers are in our management office at the league office in New York. I think they've done a great job. I really like the premise. There's no perfect solution, Jim. It's not easy, but I think they've really done a good job trying to balance it and make it fair for those teams that would compete. 24 would be in, obviously 7 wouldn't be in, and those 7, they can focus in and concentrate on getting the draft board ready for themselves.
Pierre McGuire is my guest. Pierre, what's your sense as to how the players feel about this plan?
Some are really excited about it, Jim. Some aren't as excited, and some of them that might have pre-existing health conditions are concerned. So I think it runs the gamut, Jim. It's not one size fits all, and that's one of the things. A player like Anton Strahlman has been an amazing battler in this league and a real gentleman. If you've ever had the chance to talk to Anton, he plays for the Florida Panthers right now, but he's over in Sweden, and he's worried that, you know, he's got a pre-existing condition. He's not sure what this does for him. I know Max Domi is a really important part of the Montreal Canadiens. He's got diabetes. What does this do for him? Kaapo Kakko, who was the second overall pick in last summer's draft, Jim, by the New York Rangers, he's got Crohn's and colitis and other pre-existing conditions. What does that do for him? So there are a lot of questions that need to be asked. But I think if you were to ask a hockey player, what would you rather do, be sitting around or playing hockey? Most of them would say they'd rather be playing hockey.
We are talking to Pierre McGuire. You know, just to finish that thought, Pierre, like one of the issues that has to be addressed is the fact that you've got players who are in Canada at the moment, and then more than 15% of the league's players aren't originally from North America. So what kind of steps will need to be taken as it relates to the quarantine for those players?
Really great question, and I can just tell you from personal experience, I'm a dual citizen, Canadian and American. I can't cross into Canada because I'm not an essential worker and because I drive an American-plated car. My mother is living in an apartment in Montreal. She's Canadian. I can't get across the border to see her. And if I do get across the border, I've got to self-quarantine for 14 days. So it's tough. It's not going to be easy. And I think Canada's standing firm on that. So anybody that would come back, and remember, there's seven teams in Canada. Six of the seven are eligible to be in this 24-team tournament that Commissioner Bettman has proposed with the players. So there's a lot of moving parts here, Jim. It's not going to be easy. That's one of the really important things to talk about is this self-quarantining mechanism that's not established by the National Hockey League. It's being established by the government of Canada.
Pierre McGuire is joining us. Absolutely. So, Pierre, in terms of the 2014 playoff, I mean, how does that impact the teams that have had the best regular season performances?
It's going to be interesting, and that's a question I don't think too many people can answer. The one thing I would say is the teams that have a lot of veteran experience, and I'll use St. Louis, last year's champions, and the Boston Bruins, last year's finalists. I think both those teams, because of what happened last year, and they did go to a Game 7, and both of them have had really good seasons this year before we got to the pause in our season, I think they're battle-tested and ready mentally and physically. They know what it takes. I think a team like Tampa, who I've been bullish on for so many years, and obviously they spit the bit last year by getting swept by an 8 seed in Columbus, even though they've had a good year, especially the second half of the year until we had the pause, I'm wondering about where their confidence level is, Jim. So there are different kind of formulas for different teams around the league. But I would say the battle-tested veteran-type teams, and Washington's another one of them because 2 years ago they won the Cup, I wouldn't be as concerned for those teams. The ones that I would be concerned are the ones that don't have as much confidence.
We're talking hockey with Pierre McGuire, and it feels great. Now, Pierre, there have not been games for more than 2.5 months. Do you think that some players might have already shifted into summer mode? Is there a risk that some teams are going to get guys back who are not in great shape?
100%, Jim, and I'm so glad you asked it that way because I was talking to some player agents over the last few days, and that's one of their concerns about their client base, and they're telling their clients, okay, now you've got to get going here because summer mode has definitely kicked in for a lot of guys. When you're not playing hockey, usually you're a hockey player, you're either training, you're golfing, or you're fishing, and it's probably not in that order, Jim.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the things. These guys have basically been in summer mode for a while now, and they're going to have to, especially I think some of the middle-aged players. I'm not so concerned about the older guys because they know father time starting to kick in. It's the middle-aged players. The younger guys know they got to be in shape, and most of them are in good shape. It's the middle-aged guys that have had the long-term deals that have put a substantial amount of money in the bank. Those are the ones I'm a little bit more concerned about, Jim.
We are talking to Pierre McGuire for a few more moments. Like, Pierre, when you look at the calendar, is there a point of no return in that calendar where the season would have to resume in order to make sure that it happens? Like, how far can they push it out without impacting a complete 82-game season for next year?
I think no matter what, the league would like to get started on the 2021 season no later than December. So it depends on how long you think it would take us to get this tournament done and when training camps could actually start. Jim, I think it's going to take 3 to 3.5 weeks to get players up to speed so that they can play in the kind of tournament that's been proposed by Commissioner Bettman. If they're able to do that, and let's say we could start at the beginning of August, probably done by the end of September, beginning of October, that gives the players probably a month to a month and a bit to get ready for the next season. I think if they start, you know, by the middle of December or early December, then I think we could probably get it done. But I don't think if the players aren't in training camp by August 1st, I would have a real hard time believing that they could get this done and have an 82-game schedule next year.
Once again, Pierre McGuire joining us. Now, you've been a part of two Stanley Cup winning teams. You can speak to this with authority. Does not continuing the regular season cheapen the Stanley Cup at all? In other words, would it be any less of an accomplishment to win it this year compared to other years?
No, because we've had teams like New Jersey that have won with season shortened because of labor problems in the league. So, no, and that nobody diminished their accomplishments. We had 95-96 was another one where we had a shorter season. So, no, I don't see that being an issue at all. In fact, I think the players will respect one another so much in the battle that would go into it because this would be a unique situation, especially with no fans in the building, Jim. I don't think that would cheapen it at all. But I'm glad you asked the question because there are a lot of people that are speculating on that. But I've talked to enough players and coaches. I don't see anybody that actually makes their living in the league that would say that.
Yeah, I'm glad, Pierre, you brought the fans because, like, what would it be like to play these games without fans? How much would that impact the games?
Nobody knows, but I think it's probably going to have a bit of an impact, especially, let's just say, when there's a robust hit in a game and there's no reaction at all, or let's say when there's a tremendous save made on a breakaway or a three-on-one and there's no reaction. Usually those great saves can percolate a bench because of the crowd noise. Either there's the big depression or the big, you know, scream. So nobody really knows. I think this is where internal leadership will matter a lot. This is where if you have a tight team and guys really are comfortable with one another, I think they'll help one another along. If you got a team that's a bit frayed or maybe they're just not that full of chemistry, that could be a problem in this kind of an environment. So, again, I think it's going to be interesting to watch. But I think the teams that have really solid leadership, I'm talking about player to player, those teams probably won't have as difficult a time battling through this.
You know, probably, Pierre, I should have asked you this a few moments ago, but when you see that plan, in your mind, is it a matter of when the league returns, or is there still an if the league returns?
To me, it's still a question of if, and only because, and I, again, it's a fair question, I think a plan always has a starting point, so an actual hard date, and a finishing point, an actual hard date, and the venues that you need to participate in. That's why we have a schedule. A schedule is not tentative when it comes out in the NHL. It's a plan. It's a hard, core, in-your-face, write-it-down-in-pen plan. We have a really good roadmap, Jim. We've got a really good idea, but we don't have a formal plan yet because we don't have a starting date, we don't have a finishing date, and we don't have the venues yet.
Pierre, finally, to that point, the venues, like, what's your sense as it relates to the cities themselves, where the games might be played? How might that look?
Well, we've had 10 proposed by Commissioner Bettman, and I know that he and Bill Daley have been tremendous problem solvers through this whole coronavirus situation. I think they've handled themselves fantastically well as a league and as a management group at the league, which is really, I think, tremendous for our players and for our coaches and eventually for our fans, which is exciting. But again, it's hard to say. I think there's so much that goes into it. You know, what cities have been really devastated by COVID-19, what cities can present the best hotel situation, what cities can present the best practice facility situation. If you're going to have two pods, which is what they've talked about, that's 12 teams, so you got to have a lot of practice sites. You've got to have competent hotel situations, and eventually you're going to have entertainment areas where the players can go. So I think it's still way up in the air to say, oh yeah, there are lead pipes since you get it. The one city that obviously everybody's talking about, Jim, is Las Vegas, and it makes a ton of sense. It just makes a ton of sense for one of the pods to be in Vegas.
He is an NBC hockey analyst and once again a scout and an assistant coach with the Penguins and their back-to-back Stanley Cup championships, a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame selection committee. He is a good friend of the program. He is Pierre McGuire. Pierre, I can't believe it's been a whole year, but it's so good to hear your voice and get caught up with you. Thanks for your thoughts on that, and let's hope we can do it much sooner next time.
Love visiting with you, Jim. Thanks very much. Be safe and enjoy the rest of what hopefully is going to be a short pause before we get back on the ice.
You too, Pierre. Stay safe.
Thanks, Jim.
Great to talk to you, Pierre McGuire.